Ryan Kumpf sitting down with event organizer of the 2015 Christian Cross Festival in Brett Simonson. And Brett, this is going to be a two-day show coming up this weekend. It'll be a Friday-Saturday show at the Skyview Lake in Norfolk. And this was created in 2005 originally. What is the goal for the Christian Cross Festival to begin with?
Well, we're just kind of a relaxed outreach to people in Northeast Nebraska and beyond, just for Christian music and the outreach of the Christian outreach, I guess, to try to touch people with the music and the speakers that we got. We give testimonies, and it's an awesome day for the family to be out there.
And as I mentioned before, the first festival was held back in 2005. How has the festival evolved since the beginning when you guys first started out?
It's actually our 11th year this year. It has went from semi-trailers to where we have a full permanent stage that has been put up, and it's really, really nice.
Now, including in your celebration, I was reading up... is the Fireworks Cross. Can you explain exactly to people who haven't heard of that what that exactly is?
The Fireworks Cross is just something that happened to me and back in 2001, right before 9/11. We were shooting fireworks. It's the first time I ever shot fireworks. A friend of mine was shooting fireworks, and I was putting Christian music to it. First time I ever done anything like that. And it just happened, a neighbor of mine was taking pictures for me so I could put it on our centennial booklet, you know, for the church. And I was trying to get fireworks over the church. I thought that'd be cool. But we got this picture of a cross, looks like Jesus hanging on the cross. And it's just an amazing thing. I've got the negative. It's not untouched. It's not digital. It's actually digital on the internet, but it's from a regular 35-millimeter negative.
Back to the festival really quickly. Once again, it's a two-day show, Friday and Saturday at Skyview Lake in Norfolk. What do you have on tap for the whole weekend? What's your schedule looking like?
Okay. Friday night, we're having there's really not children's activities that we have for Saturday, but we do have an awesome concert under a large tent that is going from 6 p.m. till about 11 o'clock. And we've got Todd Agnew's going to be our headliner there, and a lot of other bands that are from all over the country that will be playing. And we also have Clayton Jennings, an awesome speaker that is also going to be our MC for Saturday. That will be that night. Saturday, we've got 10th Avenue North as our headliner. Colton Dixon, which is an American Idol runner-up, and also Kerry Roberts, along with Clayton Jennings, that will be also speaking and emceeing it all day long. So,
now, the all-important question for people who are thinking of going, how much will this event actually cost them all weekend?
It's a free event as far as getting in. The only thing that would cost you is if we have kayaks that are $5 for a half hour. We have like 22 of them. We have a vendor out there. We have food vendors. But everything is free. I mean, if you want to bring a picnic basket, that's fine with us. We like you supporting our vendors, but it's okay to bring a picnic basket and eat out there. It's just fine. So basically, you could get by for free if you just want to come out and listen to the music. We have bouncy houses that are $5 for all day. You get a wristband, and the kids can play in there all day.
Now, I do see that you guys will be accepting free will donations as well.
Yes, that's how we go. The festival is free. We need volunteers, and we need people to support us, and that's how we've been doing it for the last 11 years, and it's worked out so far.
Now, this just isn't for one group, age group. This is fun for the whole family, it seems. You guys have handicap parking available for more of the elderly, but you also have a bunch of fun kids activities as well, so it's more along the lines of something for all ages. Is that correct?
That is correct. We actually have a trolley this year that we will be running into the park, because it gets kind of a long walk from out in the field that we go into where we do our parking. We also have free tent. You can come in and actually tent overnight, so for free. We're trying that out. This is the first time this year.
And I was just going to get to that. There is free tent camping available. Now, that's going to be over at Skyview Lake, right by where the concert's actually going to be?
It will be. It's walking distance away. It's just down over a little ridge, and you come up, and there will be the main stage. So.
And if people are interested in learning more about this, do you guys have some contact information, a Facebook page, website that people can go on, look at all the schedule of activities, maybe even a flyer, and to get more information on this?
Yes. It's ChristianCrossFestival.org is our website, and it's CCrossFest if you were to go onto Facebook.
Once again, that is event organizer Brett Simonson for the Christian Cross Festival, the 2015 edition. It will be, once again, this Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th at Skyview Lake in Norfolk. Here on MyCentralNebraska.com, I'm Ryan Kumpf.